Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Patrick Mahomes and Clyde Edwards-Helaire highlighted a Chiefs attack that gained 466 total yards in a 26-17 win over the Bills last night. Mahomes was 21 of 26 for 225 yards, including a pair of scoring strikes to Travis Kelce. His first scoring toss made him the fastest player with 90 career touchdown passes. The Bills' Josh Allen was 14 of 27 passing for 122 yards last night, two touchdowns and one interception. Also yesterday, the Cardinals dismantled the Cowboys 38-10. In NFL news, the Jets have agreed to trade veteran nose tackle Steve McClendon to the Buccaneers. New York also sends a 2023 seventh-round draft pick to Tampa Bay in exchange for a sixth-rounder in 2022. And a person familiar with the league's review of Tennessee's COVID-19 outbreak earlier this season says officials found instances when the Titans failed to wear masks at all times and were insufficiently clear to players about not meeting or working out once the facility closed. The findings were given to the Titans yesterday and will be considered for any potential discipline of the team. There was reportedly no discussion of discipline for any one individual. The Panthers, meanwhile, have closed their facility for the next 2 days after receiving an unconfirmed positive COVID-19 test within the organization. In hockey news, Hall of Fame broadcaster Mike Emmerich announced his retirement yesterday after almost 50 years behind the microphone. The man, affectionately known as Doc for his PhD in communication, spent the past 15 years as the voice of the NHL in the U.S. The 74-year-old called 22 Stanley Cup finals and 6 Olympics since working his way up from the minors in the 1970s. In NASCAR news, Kyle Larson can return to competition next season after a long suspension for using a racial slur while playing a video game. He was suspended in April, dropped by his sponsors, and fired by Chip Ganassi Racing after he used the N-word while playing an online racing game which was broadcast to viewers. Larson says he spent the last 6 months immersed in diversity programs. Speaking of which, Major League Soccer has announced a series of initiatives to combat racism, advocate for social justice, and increase diversity in the sport. Commissioner Don Garber will sit on a new diversity committee, which will work with the league to develop a strategy toward diversity, inclusion, and better opportunity. Tonight, the World Series kicks off between the Dodgers and Rays in Texas, starting at 8:09 p.m. I'm Jesse King.